Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interesting weekend. I was up in Salt Lake. I'll tell you guys a little bit about it. I went up to Park City. I've never been. Pretty cool. Pretty, actually. Very, very pretty. Overdid it. We'll talk about that. But when I was up there, I heard that there was a Deltacron variant. And I'm like, are you guys flipping kidding me? Are you kidding me? And so I go and I look at the news sources, and you almost see this frenzy in the media. Like, they cannot wait. Like the flu Rona. People, that whole flu Rona coverage was a complete cluster. Because when I heard that there was, quote unquote, flu Rona, somebody who tested positive for flu and COVID, and it was the first known case in the world, I'm like, what are you talking about? The past 2 years, people have been testing positive for both. I mean, maybe it's not an everyday occurrence, but why are there these headlines that there has never been a documented case of somebody that had both COVID and flu? I don't understand. And it got the better of them. And the media, I know a lot of you guys have issues with the media, and you don't really give them a lot of worth or credit because of all the bad sort of reporting they do, but that was a miss. And in fact, it's interesting because I could see people accessing my article on it that showed sources of, yeah, somebody last year tested positive, there was other counties that reported this, and then you started to see other media outlets, rather than saying, oh, it's the first known case, go, look, there has been other documented cases, and then linking to the same thing I linked. Nobody gave me credit, but I don't need the credit. I just want good news. I want proper news. Okay? News shouldn't even have an adjective. There shouldn't be fake news or real news. It should be news. News implies it's real. So, luckily I'm seeing, you know, media outlets fix the flu Rona mess. But then there was the Deltacron. And so, some Cypress researchers, and this isn't their fault, okay? I mean, they have detected, they said that they detected a number of mutations that were beyond what was Omicron. According to Dr. Lentios Kostrikis, he said, we have found a significant number of mutations only previously found in Omicron cases, which is different from other variants, and this apparently have 30 mutations. They said 10 of these were identified in samples taken in Cyprus. So this Delta Omicron variant is a variant that has genetic material and mutations that are seen in both Delta and Omicron. Does that mean it recombined and it formed a whole new variant? Too early to tell. Some of us think maybe it was contamination. I mean, maybe somebody got sick with both Omicron and Delta. I mean, it happens. You could get two. So this Deltacron variant was detected in 25 samples, 11 of which were in hospitalized patients, the other 14 found among samples taken from the quote-unquote general population. So Dr. Kostrikis said the frequency of the mutations was higher among those in the hospital, which can mean there's a correlation between, quote, Deltacron and hospitalizations. Now, again, I don't criticize them for putting this news out there and them calling it Deltacron. Everybody wants to kind of have a, you know, get credit for finding something. I mean, although I don't think in South Africa they're going to do that anytime soon, because what happened when they said, look, guys, we found Omicron, everybody started to ban travel to them. So people are going to be very, very cautious about trying to get that headline out there and get the credit. But could it be possible that we have a Deltacron, a Delta, and an Omicron? Some people are calling Omicron midtermicron, you know, because of the elections coming up. I think that's funny. But honestly, we spoke about recombination events. So basically, if there's a person that, let's say, had Delta in the fall and it hasn't left, who's, you know, even though it should have died off by now, and then they got an Omicron. If you have two viruses infect a cell, the cell's job is to recreate a virus. And remember I told you it's like two decks of cards, that your kid drops two decks of cards and you're trying to sift them out and reorganize them. You say, to heck with them, I'm just going to combine them in one. That's kind of a recombination event in a way in genetics. And so if you do have Delta still circulating, and we do, and then you have somebody with Omicron, that cell could be like, fine, I'll just make the new virus and it could have a combo. And we told you guys that there might be a Delta and Omicron co-infection or recombination, because we're not out of the Delta wave. We still have people in the hospital with Delta. So I'm not panicked. I mean, you know, this is the media needs headlines. All right. As if the election isn't enough, as if what's going on with Putin and the Ukraine isn't enough, or what's going on in Kazakhstan, or the Olympics, or the NFL playoffs, as if that's not enough, there's going to be this, Deltacron. And, you know, I'm going to give you guys some of the updates of what we're seeing with Omicron, per se, or the latest COVID wave. And nobody needs to panic. But honestly, you know, people in the media, and also doctors are doing this too. I'm seeing doctors. Doctors are loving the fame they're getting. And so they're sitting there, and I see their posts, and I see what they're doing, and they're like, you know, I want people to come to me, you know, and me be the know-it-all, and me be the one that's you know, being interviewed and all that. And I caution anybody, just because this is the trap Fauci fell into. You will get stung if you give wrong information out. And the media has already fallen all over themselves. I've seen doctors do the same thing. Some doctors out there are posting a lot of stupid. And I'm like, just take a deep breath, okay? If you want to be famous, you could be famous. But do not salvage or do not sacrifice proper medical information out there. If there's some studies looking at ivermectin, so you could say it. Say there's studies. If there are some studies that are looking at, well, it looks like it helps, but not completely convincing, you could say it's not too convincing. You could give your opinion. But I'm just seeing headline after headline, post after post of things that are wrong. Don't be posting wrong stuff. If you're NBC, CNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, please be careful. Please do your flippin' research. And Deltacron is something that might have a explanation for, like, contamination, or it might be a new variant. But say you don't know. Don't call it like a thing. 1-877-DocDelly.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so maybe it's just me because I talk to a lot of people, but it sounds like everybody and their mother either has had now COVID or is going to get this COVID. In fact, they are expecting a huge walk out, not because of people striking or leaving their job, but a call out, I should say, a huge call out in the next week or two because so many people are sick with COVID. And so for those of you that are still trying to hide from it and, you know, hopefully just not leave the house, I hope it works for you. You know, I mean, I understand you wanted to be safe, but please do not blame your Aunt Betty,
or your buddy Bob for giving you COVID. I hear this all the time. I had a good friend of mine in town, and when I started to not feel well, even though my COVID test was negative, I'm like, I just didn't want to risk it. And I'm like, I feel bad, you know, but I just don't want to see you or your friend. I was like, you know, I'd just rather play it safe. And so, sadly, when people get sick, then they start to go back, oh, well, who could I have been? You know, and it's very academic. Everybody wants to always kind of figure out, because they don't want to do it again. If you have had this COVID, it sucks. It really sucks. So you start to kind of academicize, is that the word for it? And you start to kind of ruse over, okay, well, what could I have done differently? Who could I have? And I'm telling you right now, the way this variant is working is it's ubiquitous. It's just out there. It could even be on door handles. And I mean, remember the original COVID was found for 17 days on cruise ship railings. You know, we don't know much still about this virus and how long it could live on inanimate objects and things like that. So if you go, yeah, there was somebody coughing and that person was coughing and I think that's the person that gave it to me, you know, fine, knock yourself out, but please don't blame each other, because most likely you got it 2 days before you ran into that person who did cough. So this Omicron variant will start off, if we're assuming it's not Omicron and Delta, where you get this sore throat from hell. And I get calls all the time, I have strep, I need antibiotics, I have strep, I need antibiotics. And we're not supposed to be giving antibiotics when you guys don't have necessarily active strep. We're seeing relatively few, if any, show up positive for strep. You do have some people who are strep carriers, but most of the people and most of their throats are not technically a strep picture, but it feels like strep. You got a fever and you got a sore throat. And the cough hasn't come in, so everybody's like, I have strep. Get yourself swabbed. Who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe this is strep time of year. But the sore throat is bad. I'm telling you right now, the sore throat is bad. Some of us might lose our voice, sound a little hoarse, and then either the cough will come on or the runny nose. Okay, when that runny nose comes on, you get a little congested, you get it, but then it just pours. And it just runs. And the big mistake a lot of people do is they're like, oh my gosh, okay, let me stop it. And they keep sucking it up. Let it out. Just let it run out. Why is your nose running? Your nose is running because your body's trying to flush it out. It's like diarrhea of the face. When you get diarrhea, everybody's like, oh no, I have a little diarrhea. I need to run and get Imodium. Give it a day or two if you're not going to get dehydrated. If you're keeping fluids down and you're not going every half hour and you're only going a few times, let your body get rid of it, for crying out loud. And so even though I tested negative, when my nose was running, I just let it, I stood in the shower. I took maybe 18 showers that day and I just let it come out. Let that virus come out with the nasal congestion and discharge and whatever. I got dehydrated, though. I mean, you really have to hydrate. But trying to suck it up didn't work. Okay, then, you know, if you start to feel congested, you could take some decongestants. You could try some Flonase or Rhinocort, which is a nasal steroid, to decrease some of that issue, some of those issues you have in terms of, you know, being more open. I don't like Afrin. I don't like those sympathomimetic sprays because I think you can get kind of tolerant to them. Because when you spray it, how they work is they vasoconstrict. So when your vessels constrict, you don't make as much fluid or rhinorrhea. The problem with that is the medicine wears off. And then when it wears off, you get that rebound and then you're congested again. And there are people out there that have been on these nasal sprays since the dawn of time and they can't stop. They go, if I stop, I get congested again. So I just never started. I probably would have felt better, but I just didn't want to get used to it because the congestion will last. Okay, and then comes the cough. Okay, now the cough, originally it's a dry cough, but then it becomes wet. And people are like, oh, it's a wet cough, so I need antibiotics. Well, it's wet because you have a lot of congestion and you have a lot of mucus. But what's weird is it's a very filmy, kind of thick, there's a lot of inflammatory gunk. This virus makes a lot of gook and gunk. And I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast or lunch, all right? And so some doctors might do an antibiotic. Some doctors might do a steroid. The CDC still doesn't say to treat it with steroids and all that. But a lot of people said they found help with steroids. So, you know, the steroid might help decrease the gook. But I got to tell you, again, your body's trying to wall it off. Your body's trying to get it out. So if you do have, let's say, this Omicron virus or variant, when do you panic? Well, never panic. Always have a level head. Can you breathe? Are you having trouble breathing? I love it when people have a pulse ox. I would pulse ox all my patients just to kind of make sure that their oxygen level was fine. I think a pulse ox at home is fantastic for you to gauge. But if you're starting to drop, I want you like 98, 99. But if we see you starting to drop below 96, now you're 95, now you're 94, you need to let a doctor know that your oxygen is dropping. You're below 94, you got to get yourself seen immediately. So the 94 to 96, I'm like, I'd rather somebody be checking your lungs. I don't like taking care of something like that over the phone. But if you're 97 to 100, that is a good sign. Now keep in mind, some of us have like really long nails. It might not pick up that well. You might have to even stick it on your toe. So, know how to use your pulse ox and get a good one. But, is it mandatory for you to have in the house? No, but if you have one, I think it's cool. I think everybody should have a blood pressure cuff, should have a pulse ox, should have a thermometer. I think it helps. And then when you go to your doctor or your medical provider, check it, test it. Make sure they get the same numbers. So put your pulse ox on your finger while you're using theirs and see if it's the same number. Because there's a lot of half-assed stuff out there. Same thing with blood pressure cuffs. So everybody, I think, if they haven't had Omicron, they are going to get it. The good news is, after you get it, yeah, you might cough a little bit more, but then you should eventually be able to go back to work and go on with life. This Omicron, the reason why Omicron went through South Africa pretty quickly and then UK pretty quickly is because it's very fast. And when it's fast and everybody gets it, after a while, then you're done. And so, doesn't mean you're going to be completely immune from COVID. No, I think there's going to be new strains. I think this is going to be more like the flu. I want this Omicron to be the end of all COVID. I want this Omicron to give us natural immunity, augment our vaccine immunity, and we could move on. But it's not sounding like that's happening. It's sounding like there's still new strains. We still don't know where these viruses are coming from, if they're still being manipulated, there was that one case where they said Omicron jumped from a human to a mouse, mutated in the mouse, came back to humans. So we don't know what sort of animal vectors might be involved. It's still a crapshoot. But what we do know is Omicron's out there. Omicron is hitting everybody. So don't blame, your best friend or whoever for giving it to you, because trust me, it's, if you were out and about, you're going to get it. But, for those of you that have really tried all 2 years to not have been exposed, and you got your vaccine and you got your booster, and boy, are people ticked. They got their booster and they still got Omicron. Again, this is why I really fault the media. Everybody, even Joe Biden, said if you get your vaccine, you're good. I think it's keeping us out of the hospital. The hospitalizations are way down, but no. This is a disease also of the vaccinated. Vaccinated people are getting Omicron. It doesn't mean not vaccinate, but it means that people should not be treating vaccinated people like they're second-class citizens, because vaccinated people are spreading this around to, just like anybody else. With the hospitalizations, I know Judge Sotomayor had alluded to, I think, over 100,000 kids in the hospital right now. That is not true. The CDC clarified and said there's about 3,500 children in hospitals with COVID-19, but pediatric hospitalizations are rising. Why? It's flu season. It's croup season. It's pneumonia season. It's RSV season. It's asthma exacerbation season. So if you have a kid, because people are panicking, they go, oh my God, my kid has COVID. I'm not panicked about kids getting COVID to the degree that I'm panicked this time of year for kids anyway. This is a very dangerous time of year for kids, because this is when kids get their pneumonia or their RSV or croup or whatever. And so if your child tests positive for COVID, all right, most doctors are saying, don't bring them in. We don't want them spreading COVID, and we don't want them here. I say, bring them in to a medical center if they have short of breath, if they have fever, worsening symptoms, and if you think somebody needs to take a look and make sure they don't have something else going on. But for the most part, even though hospitalizations are going up, kids aren't as horribly affected as adults are with this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Comedian and America's dad, Bob Saget, star of Full House, has died at 65. His body was discovered in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Senior U.S. and Russian officials are in special talks on strategic stability on Monday as part of a diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at defusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. The United States has played down hopes of significant progress this week. Virginia Madden, wife of the late John Madden, was at a ceremonial remembrance at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Sunday night before the Chargers-Raiders game that officially ended the regular season in the NFL.
And all of those great Raider players who played for John, alive and dead, that he loved so much.
USA Radio News. As fresh Iranian warnings to America of attacks on our soil have been reported, we're all reminded how the Biden administration has opened up our southern border.
A report on immigration and customs enforcement arrests and deportations for the 2021 fiscal year, which is usually expected around the end of the calendar year, has yet to be released. This as a crisis at the U.S. southern border continues. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox News how he feels about the Biden administration's handling of the border.
I think that the best evidence of someone's intention is what they actually do. And I think unequivocally, as a prosecutor, you look what the Biden administration has done is they are systematically dismantling our border. At one point, I thought they wanted to get rid of ICE, but it's clear they just want to get rid of our whole southern border because they have allowed the cartels to seize operational control.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of my listeners said they took ivermectin, got over Omicron. You know, that's great. You know, I've been following the studies on ivermectin, fluvoxamine, diphenhydramine, even now Viagra. Yeah, there's some cool stuff. I didn't take ivermectin. Most people
people haven't needed to because they do get over Omicron. But again, as soon as we get more data on it, we're going to share it with you. You know, science is evolving. That's why I get so mad at these doctors who are like, oh, none of that works, none of that works. Then why are you in science? So, I mean, you're obviously not studying or not looking at what these, you know, what researchers are doing. I think now there's a medical school in Michigan that is now doing the clinical trial on ivermectin. So it's going to be some interesting stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. Okay, so there was a horrible, horrible fire in New York City. I don't know if you guys have been following this story, but I know this is making a lot of people go, hmm. And so I thought I would, yeah, what's that song? Things make you go, hmm. That's a great song. I gotta, okay, because I gotta get the words right. But this was horrible. Okay, so apparently there was a father. The family, I believe, was from Africa, they're saying? No, okay, Gambia. And he had said that he leaped through the flames to save his 8 children from the blazing apartment that was started after a faulty space heater set the apartment alight. It tore through this Bronx apartment complex, and it ended up killing 9 children and 10 adults. Just frightening. He is being faulted, though, for not closing the door when he left and fled the fire. So I thought we need to probably talk about fires, because I know some of you are like, wait a second here. Wouldn't the fire burn through the door? Well, all right, so this happened on 333 East 180 First Street at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Mamadou Wale lived in Unit 3N with his wife and children. He was woken by his children screaming fire. Then his 8-year-old daughter Nafisha was screaming and was trapped on a burning mattress in a room. So he grabbed her, ran. He spoke to the New York Times on this, and he just got the kids out. He's 47 years old. He got his daughter from the burning bed. He suffered, I think, lips and burns to the face. They're all alive, that family. But the fire department commissioner, Danielle Negro, said that the fire spread so rapidly because he left his apartment door open after he fled for his life with his kids. Now, president of the fire department, Uniform Firefighters Associated Union, said the building was poorly equipped to deal with the fire. I'm hearing that apparently the fire alarm kept going off, and people ignored it because a fire alarm would always go off. So does that mean nobody changed the batteries? So it was a 50-year-old building with no fire escapes and stairwells meant to be used as emergency exits. That's odd. They filled with smoke, and then stairwell doors were left open. Now, new apartment buildings in the city are required to have sprinkler systems and interior doors that swing shut automatically to contain smoke and deprive fires of oxygen. But those rules don't apply to a building that's 49 years old. They said many residents ignored the fire alarms when they went off on Sunday because they sound so frequently as false alarms. Michael Joseph, 32 years old, lives on the 6th floor with his uncle. He said, first we heard the fire alarm go off numerous times, but we didn't think anything of it. Because normally people in the building, they smoke and tend to set it off. We thought it was people playing. Yeah, like I cook, and when I cook, there's smoke. Or I leave something in the microwave. And so our fire alarm goes off. And I worry about that with the kids. Because I think my kids realize, you know, that, oh, it's just mom cooking. So what I need to do is I need to tell them, guys, I'm not cooking. It's a real fire. Okay. Now, the apartment complex was purchased for $24 million by a group of investors, including Caber Property Group. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of finger pointing. But one of the finger points that finger pointing being done is the family not closing the door when they fled the fire. Now, they say the flames only damaged a small portion of the building, but smoke escape from their open door flooded the stairwells. The only method of escape, as the building was too tall for fire escapes, and they couldn't see around the volume of smoke. Others became incapacitated as they tried to flee. Several residents of the fire alarms in the building were always going off, so they ignored them. There have never been major building violations or complaints listed against the building. There had been cockroach and mouse infestations, lead paint, and water leaks, but nothing with the structure. So this fire, this concept of, you know, my house was on fire when I was younger, and my dad grabbed me and we left. We didn't close the door. We could have. It was in my grandmother's bedroom. It was some light. I think there was a lamp near the closet. We spoke about this last week. She had bought a bunch of stuff online, and they were like plastic bags. She would buy stuff. I think it was Lane Bryant or something like that. And so the firefighter thought it was like a faulty wire or a spark from an old lamp that was on the ground near the, what, I don't know what the heck happened, but she was living with us. And so I remember, and I told you guys, I remember seeing the waves of smoke up on the ceiling, and it was like at least a foot, foot and a half, and it was really fast moving, and it just kept going in a current, and my dad grabbed me and we left, and we didn't close the door. I wouldn't have even thought about that. I was only 13 at the time. But we spoke about how with fires, a lot of times people die not because the fire comes to them and burns them. It's because they pass out from the noxious gas and the carbon monoxide. They asphyxiate. They can't breathe. They fall asleep. They pass out. With the fire, the MGM fire, a bunch of people were found dead in the stairwell because not because the flames were there, but because of the gas and the fumes. And so you're trying to breathe. You're trying to navigate down the stairs. You're trying to get out. And sadly, the smoke, you can't see. You can't. And so I know a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, wait a second. Closing the door have mattered. Apparently it does. And if it can at least encompass and isolate some of that smoke, it might give somebody else a chance. We don't talk about closing doors and fires. I remember Roll Dick Roll. Dick Van Dyke went in the 80s. This was like in Arizona. He would show us how he got on the ground and rolled, which is what I did. When I saw the smoke, I got on the ground, I started to roll. And my dad's like, just run out of here. I mean, we could get out of here. Just get off your feet. Nobody talks about stop, close the door. Now, keep in mind, that door handle could also be really, really hot. So you got to be kind of careful with that. Because if it's abutting the room with the fire, usually we just tell everybody to get the hell out. And I don't think the average person realizes that if they close the door, that can maybe buy some other people some time. The problem is people were ignoring fire alarms. They were sitting ducks. And that stinks. I mean, I lived in a dormitory that always had fire alarms. And then I would wait and go, is this real? Is this real? You're not supposed to have that doubt. You're supposed to get the hell out. So I think if we tell people to stop, drop, and roll, which is what we tell people to do, why are you telling people to stop, drop, and roll? Because hot air rises and the noxious fumes and gas rise to the ceiling, so the air is better, lower. It's cooler, which is why you stop, drop, roll, get the heck out of there. Rolling is if you also get fire on you. You could roll and get the fire off rather than running around and going, oh, I got fire on me, and then you light up every place with fire. You could roll the fire off and just get the hell out. Get the hell out of the house. But looks like the other piece of advice is to close the door. So this is just horrific. This is horrible that this happened. We're going to be getting more information on the Philadelphia apartment fire. But, this is just a 9 children were among 19 people killed, 63 injured in this. Dozens of residents currently hospitalized, several in critical condition. Doctors continuing to save lives today. And the mayor sadly says the death toll could rise. So stop, drop, roll, and try to close the door if you can. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as you guys know, I'm Gen X. Okay, I've been around a while. Definitely around the sitcom era. I was really, really young during the whole, you know, 1970s sitcom era, but I definitely watched a lot of the 80s shows. I didn't watch Full House. I think I saw Family Ties. I loved watching Moonlighting. I saw some Dallas. I saw some Dukes of Hazzard. MacGyver. I loved MacGyver. I watched The Huxtables. But I didn't really watch Full House. Maybe that was a little bit after my time. I don't know. I don't remember. But I was a fan of all the stars. I think they were, you know, pretty phenomenal. I understand why Full House was so popular. But sadly, Bob Saget died. And they say he died in his sleep, 65 years old. And he was, everybody calls him America's Dad, but I thought that was Bill Cosby. I thought Bill Cosby was America's Dad. But then everything happened with Bill Cosby and the sexual assault charges. So I guess now Bob Saget was called America's Dad. So I don't know. I think we need to stop, you know, placing that, because I don't think everybody can identify with these people as our dads. And I always, you know, when people would say, oh, yeah, that's how a typical dad should be, I'm like, my dad is not like that. I don't see any belts. I don't see, I mean, you know, TV shows are not being very authentic and accurate. You know, dads are pretty, pretty tough dudes. But Bob Saget was a phenomenal actor and comedian, and apparently he had just finished a stand-up stint, and he had posted on Instagram how much he loved his job, you know, can't wait for, you know, coming, you know, the next set of shows coming up in 2022. But they say there was no sign of struggle, no foul play. We aren't sure if it was a heart attack. Right now, the family said they were unaware of any underlying health conditions that could have abruptly taken his life. They said no foul play, nothing odd at all. All they said is he died in his sleep. He had a great show Saturday night, and this happened. He was found in his hotel room. On a final Instagram post, less than 24 hours before he was found dead, Saget said he loved every minute, of being backstage. He goes, okay, I love tonight's show in Jacksonville. Really nice audience. Lots of positivity. Happened last night in Orlando at the Hard Rock Live 2. Very appreciative and fun audiences. Thank you to @comedian Tim Wilkins for opening. He said, I had no idea I did a two-hour set tonight. I'm back in comedy like I was when I was 26. I guess I'm finding my new voice and loving every moment of it. He said, all right, see you in 2 weeks, January 28th to 29th, with my brother, the real Mike Young, and check bobsaget.com for my dates in 2022. He said, going everywhere until I get the special shot, and then probably keep going because I'm addicted to this S-word. Peace out. So he was happy. He was happy on his final night. Sadly, you know, we aren't sure what happened. People are looking at his family history. Apparently, he had two sisters who died 9 years apart, one from a brain aneurysm and one from autoimmune disease. His sister, Andrea, died in 1984. She was only 35 years old at the time and had a brain aneurysm. A brain aneurysm is where the vessel starts to balloon out, and then it could rupture, and then you bleed, and by the time anybody can try and save you, a lot of times you're gone. It's very highly fatal. And then his other sister, Gay, died in 1994. She was only 47 years old, and she had autoimmune disease. His parents had already passed, Dolly and Benjamin, in 2014 and 2007. So he currently has three daughters, his wife, Kelly Rizzo. So right now we're not sure what happened, but it always is just, you know, 65 years old, too young. His sister had systemic scleroderma. She was on prednisone, cortisone. Scleroderma is a kind of a connective tissue issue where people with a scleroderma, actually their skin looks super, super smooth. They have no wrinkles. It's a condition that sadly can be very, very painful, very uncomfortable. And I diagnose it by looking at people. Sometimes you could just tell by their fingertips, their hands, and their face are just so, so smooth. We'll talk about that. That's a very interesting illness. But it's in his family. So obviously people are shocked. A lot of tributes coming out. But We'll keep you guys posted on that. Meanwhile, the Golden Globes happened yesterday. I was watching the Raiders game. I was kind of still on a high from the Cowboys winning. But apparently the Golden Globes, I think, was not televised to the degree that it usually is. According to the Hollywood Foreign Press Organization that organized it, actually, I don't know if it was them that quoted this, but they said that there has been a boycott because of quote-unquote years of mismanagement and alleged sexist and racist behavior. So, there's no celebrities, no red carpet, no primetime show. This is usually aired on NBC. And many people even blacklisted it, they said. It wasn't live streamed, but there were people who won. It was in a 90-minute socially distanced event at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. And I think some of the winners were definitely appropriate. So, you know, I really liked Mayor of Easttown. Well, Kate Winslet won. Apparently, Best Motion Picture was The Power of the Dog. Best Musical, West Side Story. Best Director, Jane Campion for Power of the Dog. Nicole Kidman got Best Actress for Being the Ricardos. Rachel Zegler for West Side Story. Ariana DeBlois, West Side Story. Will Smith won it for King Richard. Andrew Garfield for Tick, Tick, Boom. I haven't even heard of these. King Richard I heard of. I haven't heard of Tick, Tick, Boom. And then Best Score was Dune. Yeah, they did a remake of Dune. My kids said it was good. I didn't really like the first Dune. I don't even know if I watched all of the first Dune, but I heard the second Dune is good. The Best Television Series was Hacks. Best Limited Series, The Underground Railroad. Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Michaela J. Rodriguez for Pose. Best Performance by an Actor was Jeremy Strong, Succession. Kate Winslet did win Best Performance by an Actress in a Limited Series for Mayor of Easttown. Jason Sudeikis won for Ted Lasso. He really does a good job. You guys need to watch Ted Lasso. It's just fun. The only problem is I watched the whole first season and a half without subtitles, and I missed a lot of the jokes because it's Cockney British. Beautiful accent a lot of these people had, but I couldn't understand what they were saying, so I missed a lot of jokes. Squid Game. The best performance by an actor in a television supporting role was Oh Yong-soo for Squid Game. So even they won. So that's Squid Game was just that. I thought it was well done, but it was a shocker. It's one of those where you're going to need to temper it with something mild afterwards because it's pretty bloody and pretty graphic. So, you know, it's interesting. Golden Globes, for there to be the boycott, and apparently people have said that they weren't being as representative and they weren't being as inclusive of, you know, people of all, you know, genders and races in terms of their choice. I've never understood how they figure out these rules. Like, for example, to me, I think Bruce Willis should have won some sort of award for Die Hard. I thought he was fantastic in that. But those aren't the movies that win these awards. They're more melodramatic. They're more, I mean, luckily Jason Sudeikis finally won something for comedy. But I think people underestimate comedy and action movies. I think those are really difficult. I think Daniel Craig does a great 007. I think he should win an award for that. I think there's a lot of, shows that just don't necessarily win because either the timing or because, you know, somebody, I guess, has to cry or I don't know. This is why I'm not in acting, because I wouldn't win any award. I giggle too much. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.